kid lad I saw. 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering of silence.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting today with his security cabinet is expected to ask for approval of plans to seize all of Gaza City. But hostage families like Eddie Israeli say this is not the right priority.
We need, first of all, a deal for all of the hostages. Afterwards, you would be able to do whatever you need to do.
And the Kremlin says that Vladimir Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. But the White House says there's been no meeting scheduled and that any meeting would require Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, which Russia has declined to do. President Trump also said he's demanding that undocumented immigrants be excluded from the census. But the 14th Amendment says the count is to be of the whole number of persons in each state. Hot, dry conditions in the West have fire weather alerts in effect across seven states, including most of Utah and Wyoming. This is ABC News. A new study finds a majority of young adults are delaying some milestones to focus on independence and financial security.
In 1975, almost half of 25 to 34-year-olds had experienced what are considered the four milestones of adulthood: moving out of their parents' home, getting a job, getting married, and having children. But a new U.S. Census Bureau working paper finds nearly 50 years later, less than a quarter of U.S. adults have achieved those same milestones. And researchers theorize it's a result of young adults today prioritizing economic security over starting a family, partially due to the cost of housing and other life needs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Authorities in Australia say the Great Barrier Reef has experienced its greatest annual loss of live coral in four decades. The Australian Institute of Marine Science says that's predominantly caused by heat driven by climate change and warning the habitat faces a volatile future. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Green Bay bar has lost its liquor license. At a meeting on Tuesday, the city council denied an appeal to renew the license for Stage 1, a bar on North Broadway. Stage 1 lost its license in June after repeated police calls and disturbances. Councilman Bill Galvin says the bar has had numerous chances to cut down on incidents.
The Green Bay Police Department has bent over backwards to try to help him be successful. And at the end of 2 years, it hasn't happened.
The bar's owner said he was willing to implement more safety protocols and said the bar is a community resource. He asked for more time to let an updated correction plan work.
The point I'm trying to make is that Stage 1 is not just a bar and that we will do whatever we can to prove that we want to continue being a part of this community.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says from his vantage point, there was risk in reinstating the bar's liquor license. Meanwhile, BayCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press-Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. And a climate journalist from Wisconsin who went missing while hiking in Norway has been found alive. It had been nearly a week since he'd gone off the map. He was rescued early yesterday morning and was hospitalized with serious but not critical injuries. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4 after sweeping the Nationals. Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warm and muggy today. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. With mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. That was a slow dance for everyone. And now we're going to pick it up a pace. Get that heart rate up. Feel free to dance along if you'd like.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I want to move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. I'm Laura McKenna. We are new here, but not really new because we've been on the air in Green Bay for quite some time, from Dan Marcus in the morning to Eric Westfall in the afternoon. I'm Laura McKenna right here in the middle of the day. And then Pete Schwabba. You know Pete. I just met him for the first time this week, but love him already. I can understand why you do too. Might I suggest, and I'm sworn to secrecy, which I wish I could just tell you right now, but we have some awesome contests that we're kind of just getting all lined up and in the works. You're going to need that Civic Media app to text in to win. And so download it now. You can also stream the radio station. You can listen on 97.9 FM. But if you have that Civic Media app, that's what will allow you to text in and win some of these awesome prizes that, again, I'm sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell you. But you're going to want them. Trust me. That Civic Media app is free, so find it on the app stores or get more info at our website at wgbw.fm.
Attention book lovers. This summer, we are celebrating Northeast Wisconsin's independent bookstores. Visiting Algoma? The gorgeous Yardstick Books on Steel Street is a local gem and a hub for the literary community. Pick up a novel for yourself or a picture book for the kids. Order online at yardstickalgoma.com or stop by on your way to the beach and help keep booksellers in our community.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam-shabam. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only but I can't see a thing in the sky.
News and timeless hits on WGBW. It's Laura McKenna. We are going to get that for you here in just a moment. I mean, more timeless hits play on all day, of course. But another local news update from the WGBW newsroom. I'm going to give them the 5-minute warning. I think they're ready to go. But stick around. It's coming up.
Just to hear
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. We promise to play all your favorite music from all the decades, the 50s, the 60s, a little bit of 70s too. And then we promise to keep you updated on what's going on around town with a local news update. Let's get you one from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Neenah-Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines. 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Warm and muggy today. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. With mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios. WGBW.
Strategically dreams, they were clouds in my coffee.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. You're so vain, you probably think this song is played for you, don't you? It is. We know you'll like it.
Morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Find the time to reach out for one another.
We've been traveling in circles such a long, long time, trying to say hello, oh, and we can just let it ride, but you're someone that I'd like to get to know. I'll meet you halfway, that's better than
come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Will there come a day? When you and I can say, we can finally see.
each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
I'll meet you halfway.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and I can't even give you a date on this, but it was a while ago. I remember my mom, Mama Linda, was up visiting, and I took her down to the PAC to see Hamilton, and she loved it. Well, now Hamilton is getting a theatrical release. It's headed to the big screen. Now, it's not going to be a made-for-theaters movie. It's going to be just a recording of the Broadway musical with the original cast that was recorded in 2016. Here's where it gets kind of fun. That's going to hit theaters September 5th. You may have already seen it because it came out on Disney Plus in 2020. Remember how COVID kind of shut everything down? It was supposed to be a theatrical release in movie theaters then, but since we all couldn't go places or go into theaters together, they said, okay, put it on Disney Plus, we'll stream it. It went on to win like a couple of Emmys. I think it was nominated for 12 or something like that. So now the official theatrical release, part of the musical's 10th anniversary celebration. Can you believe it? It's been 10 years.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Local local news and timeless hits right here on WGBW. In my family, we are huge Scrabble players. And at some point of every single Scrabble game, my mom will bust out with this song. Take a letter, Maria. I'm like, that is not, that's the different context. That's not what this song is about.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. You'd like to have dinner with me. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. So take a letter, Maria.
Local news, timeless hits. We're not here to recreate the past. We just want to play its soundtrack. 97.9 WGBW.
I can't wait forever. It's a beautiful morning.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. One thing I know is true.